With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and Iran remained under a fragile ceasefire today as parties negotiate a wider peace deal. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte told a gathering at the Reagan Institute he understands both sides of the fallout over the Strait of Hormuz between the U.S. and NATO allies.
Some allies were a bit slow, to say the least. In fairness, they were also a bit surprised. To maintain the element of surprise for the initial strikes, President Trump opted not to inform allies ahead of time, and I understand that.
Leaders from Israel, Germany, and the United Kingdom, as well as Australia, are among those coming out in support of the U.S. ceasefire agreement with Iran. Britain's top diplomat, meanwhile, is rejecting Iran's push to charge ships money to travel through the Strait of Hormuz.
This is crucial for the global economy and for tackling the cost of living pressures here at home. And no country should be allowed to hijack these international shipping routes that impact the entire world and the entire world's economy.
That's UK's Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper. Now hurtling its way home from the moon, the Artemis II astronauts took a poignant page from the Apollo 8 mission this week, proposing deeply personal names for a pair of lunar craters. Artemis II Commander Reid Wiseman says he appreciates the other astronauts asking permission to name a crater after his late wife, Carol.
My crewmates approached me when we were at Kennedy in quarantine, and they said, hey, the three of them had talked and they would like to do this. And that was an emotional moment for me. And I just thought that was just a total treasure that they had thought through this and they had offered this.
Wiseman's wife, Carol, was a neonatal nurse. She died of cancer back in 2020 during Apollo 8. In 1968, astronaut Jim Lovell bestowed his wife's name on a prominent lunar peak. This is SRN News. A new study out of Finland casting doubt on the claims of transgender activists.
The argument has been that if a child is prevented from living as the opposite sex and obtaining surgeries and drugs to do so, it will harm his mental health. But the findings of a study published in a peer-reviewed journal in Finland finds that boys who are allowed to, quote, transition wound up with five times more mental health problems, girls with three times more. Other studies in Europe indicate that living as the opposite sex is bad for children's mental health. Michael Harrington reporting.
Democrat-backed candidate Chris Taylor has won election to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Her victory increases the liberal majority on the court as cases affecting congressional redistricting and other hot-button issues await as well. Taylor defeated Republican-backed Maria Lazar in the fourth straight victory for liberal candidates dating back to 2020 in that state. This is SRN News. A historic milestone for a part of American history, even as the USA prepares to celebrate its 250th birthday. Keith Peters reports one of the world's most famous highways marks its centennial this year.
Known for its neon lights and roadside diners, Route 66 boasts a rich and complicated history that has lured motorists for generations. The 100th anniversary is expected to bring more traffic to the Mother Road as road trippers set out for a slice of nostalgia. The 2,400-mile route stretches from Chicago to the Santa Monica Pier near Los Angeles, tracing paths once used by Native Americans and early pioneers. Hardships and hope are baked into the road's history. It was an escape route for many in the 1930s, a key military supply line during World War II, and later a symbol for mobility and freedom. Keith Peters reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.